Brag on it. Brag buttons. Represent your brand. At special events, for your business, your brand, anywhere and everywhere you go. Check us out at cbiztvmedia.com and click on the Brag tab. Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Hey, this is Irene, CBiz Media, Faith, Love, and Trends. We're just going to do a quick take on some of the boys of 90 Day, The Single Life. Okay, first off, I want to give a big shout out to Ty Ray for sharing his journey. First, from being catfished on the other franchise of 90 Day, then, you know, trying to be confident in himself, letting the world know that he's a 33-year-old virgin. He hasn't found the right person yet. He struggles with dating and just letting that play out to the world. That could be very difficult because I can relate on a lot of levels to some of the things he's going through in his dating life. And it can be pretty intimidating just to deal with it alone. But and to see maybe you have close friends or family witness some of the things you go through when you struggle dating. But for him to just show this to the world, you gotta have a lot of confidence. You gotta be there. And I think he's stepping out of his comfort zone. So I give him big kudos. And for me, he's a big inspiration for me as well to kind of step out of mine. I have an abstinence and celibacy journey that I've been going through throughout my life, so I can relate to being someone that has not been sexually active. And an older person as well at the same time. So he's 33. I'm older than him. I got him beat. Shout out to the Sexless Tribe, which I recently joined and hardly initiated, one of my favorite YouTube channels now. That's kind of how I found out about the Sexless Tribe. But this is for people that have abstinence and celibacy lifestyle. For whatever reason, you may have always been abstinent and saving yourself till marriage, for religious reasons or just for your own personal reasons, or it could be something you decided to do within the last year. So I'm happy to be a part of that group, happy to find a community that understands my journey, because there's a lot of different dating situations and things where people, you know, we don't all date the same. We shouldn't all be expected to have those sexual expectations when it comes to dating, and to find a tribe and a community of people that feel the same way. It's a vibe, so it's new for me. It's later in my life, but I'm glad that I was able to find this group in my life. And I'm glad there's people like Ty Ray. I apologize. I'm so glad there's people like Ty Ray out here representing us. And I hope he finds what he's looking for in his life. God bless you, Ty Ray. Everybody's upset and uproar for the young lady who stood him up. People are out to get her in the recent episode. But, you know, he just, some people said he waited an hour. Some people said they would only wait 10 minutes. What would you do in that situation scenario, getting stood up? That's like a whole topic right there. And I know I've been stood up before. I don't wait that long. In Tyree's situation, he could sit there, get him a meal. I mean, it's not like he just has to sit there and wait and do nothing. He can enjoy himself in that atmosphere. And that's kind of what I did. You know, the person didn't come, so I went to go do something else. I think I was at the mall or something. There's loads of things to do at the mall. So I just decided to go take care of some other things, do some other things, and then treat yourself as well, you know, make yourself feel a little bit better, pamper yourself a bit, and say, hey, you don't deserve to get stood up. And that's the same thing with Ty Ray. And at least, like everybody was saying, a lot of our 90 Day people that follow 90 Day and comment and just like it, the show, and on socials, or they actually have a show and they talk about it. They basically said there's a certain etiquette. Like, if you do have to stand somebody up, or you just don't want to be there, or you just say, I can't make it. Okay, let's say you don't want to be there. Just say, I can't make it. Send a quick text. Everybody saying you could have easily done that. But what they did was make this young lady seem even better and make him even more of a hero. So, in fact, I think she probably did Tyrae a favor. The waitress there acts like she kind of was digging him. She felt bad for him, but she seemed like a nice lady. I don't know. People are saying, someone said, I think I was watching Pillow Talk, the single life version, and I love Pillow Talk. Shout out to all the old 90 Dayers that come on Pillow Talk, because they make this, it really does feel like a different show from what you've seen originally unedited. But when Pillow Talk comes in and they chop it up and they give their thoughts and they're thinking like the same things that I'm thinking. Again, somebody said they'd be gone in 10 minutes. Somebody said, oh, I'll be at the bar looking for someone else to go with. So I love Pillow Talk, and I'd like to one day do an episode about the Pillow Talk version, because I just love their commentary and their thoughts are very similar to my own. But big shout out to you, Tyrae. You're going to get up and try again. It's 2024, a new year, new things happening for you. Got new things happening for me. And God bless everyone in that dating world, in that world of love. This is CBiz Media, where we talk faith, love, and trends. Now let's get into Tim. Some things I didn't know about Tim. He's been a part of the 90 Day franchise for some time. Veronica is his ex. They're like complete buddies and friends forever. I don't know if I could ever be like that with my ex. So that's something to aspire to or not. It depends on the people or the person. You know, sometimes you just stay apart is the best thing. But now Tim is out dating and so is Veronica. So they're splitting up their little friendom. They're still friends, of course, but they're trying to find people at this point. And Tim, I didn't know, you know, they kind of on Pillow Talk, they talked a little bit more about his history of, you know, taking things slow. At one point he was seeing someone and I think she wanted to sleep with him, and he said he wasn't ready to do that. He didn't want to do that, something of that nature. And then when he was at the speed dating event, he was a little awkward, and his bestie from the Other Way franchise, Kenny, said he was kind of awkward, but he was kind of like a girlfriend type vibe he was giving. So he just happens to find this Latina. They said he was the only Latina at the event, and I think Latinas are his thing, but he also knew her from online. They just never got a chance to meet up. So what a blessing. You know, some people say lucky you, but you know, what a blessing, I'll say, that he was able to find this person he already was familiar with and was already attracted to, and they just happened to be at the same speed dating event. So they're also looking for love. So he was at the right place, right time scenario. I don't know how this thing is going to work. I don't know if she's the one, but right now it's looking good for him in that situation. I'm a little jealous of how blessed he is to be in the right place, right time scenario, but you know, sometimes when you put yourself out there, you can find those blessings too. Going to a speed dating event, doing something different that you may not have done before. It's worth a try. Ask God to lead you, of course, because we're all about faith, love, and trends here. We want you to be safe and protected. So definitely do that. But that's Tim's scenario. Part of me is, I'm not sure. Some people are questioning, have been in the past questioning Tim's sexuality. And I wonder to myself, this may be a theory, is if he's asexual. I don't know if that's a possibility or not. Maybe Veronica would have some more intel on that. But as an asexual person, most likely the scenario or example of asexual is that you don't really have romantic involvements with anyone. You don't have like sexual feelings toward male or female. you just friends, you just like life, you may enjoy them, but you're not like trying to have sex with people. You don't have romantic interests in either male or female in general. You're asexual. So I don't know if that's how he feels. I may be wrong. He just may be a guy that likes to take things slow. There's also demisexual, which I think I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, where you have to have a connection with this person in order to be sexual with them. So maybe he just takes longer to connect. He needs a deeper connection. He may be demisexual. I feel that there's a lot of people that probably are demisexual. But there's a lot of people that aren't and just are able to look at someone, lust them, hook up with them. It's possible, but you have to have discipline, and you have to, there's a lot of people that look good and you might want to hook up with them, and they may feel the same reciprocation. But that's when discipline comes in. As people that are in the straight realm, that's what you have to use. But if you're asexual or you're demisexual, you kind of have your own built-in safeguards in a way. If you're asexual, to not have the sexual side of you is a little different to me. It's something that I don't fully understand. I would like to talk to someone that is asexual and just kind of see their thoughts and mindsets and how they feel. But if they felt that way their whole life, I guess it just feels normal for them. But you guys have any thoughts, comments? What do you think? What do you think about the men of 90 Day Single Life so far? I like what I'm seeing. I am enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the awkwardness. I completely vibe with the awkwardness and weirdness. And I like to see more of that, because I think that's a lot more what real people go through versus people that are just completely outgoing and able to jump right and hop right in. Even Chantel is very awkward. I think she's a little messy as well. I'm praying for that girl. But again, thank you guys for checking me out, hanging out with me for a moment as I do a quick take on the Men of 90 Day Fiancé, the Single Life. If you guys have any thoughts, you want to connect with me, you guys can always do that. Again, me, Irene, at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Thanks, and God bless.